Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, host of the Football History Dude podcast, right here on the Sports History Network. Now, before we jump into another sports history adventure, let me tell you about this episode's sponsor. We partnered with Rochester Sports Autographs, the largest JSA authenticated autograph distributor in the United States, where you can get deals on over 30,000 autographed sports collectibles. They even have film, music, and other entertainment autographs on the site, so there's something for everyone. Perhaps you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, or maybe Father's Day. Heck, who needs a holiday as an excuse to give a piece of sports history to your loved ones? Or how about yourself? Today seems like a great day to add to your sports cave, right? But how is RSA able to offer such great deals on JSA authentication, you ask? Well, they do this by making deals directly with athletes, so there are no extra markups, and they choose to pass these savings on to the customer. All orders from Rochester Sports Autographs are top quality and shipped to your door with top authentication and money-back guarantee. And to make sure RSA knows that the Sports History Network sent you, we created a special link for you. All you have to do is head to shoprsa.com/SHN. Again, that's shoprsa.com/SHN. Head over there to get your piece of sports history today.
You're looking for football's history headlines, and we've got them in droves today. October 7th is the day that we're going to be talking about, and we're going to talk about the most lopsided game in football history. Drew Brees and Walter Payton write their names in the record book once more. All this in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends, and welcome to the Pigskin Dispatch Daily Football Podcast. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we are going to bring you all the football history headlines of the day of October 7th in history. So let's get right at it. We'll start off in October 7th, 1916. The most lopsided victory in the history of college football occurs when the legendary coach John Heisman led his Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets team to a 222-0 victory. Yes, I said 222-0 victory over the outmanned Cumberland College squad. Flip ahead 63 years into the future, October 7th, 1979, Dino Hall, the Cleveland Browns, returns a franchise record 9 kickoffs in one game. It's probably not a record the franchise nor the fans wanted to witness, though, as their rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers, put up a 50-burger and a 51-35 Steel Town win at Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. And then we go to the year 1984 on October 7th. Walter Payton's sweetness hits a major milestone as he surpasses the great Jim Brown's 12,312 yards, all-time leading rushing yards, as Sweetness navigated his way through the New Orleans Saints defense 20-7 in a win at Soldier Field. Our next gridiron history headline takes place in the year 2012 on October 7th as Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints etches his name once again in the NFL record books, breaking the legendary quarterback Johnny Unitas' record of 48 consecutive games with a touchdown pass. The streak continued when wideout Devery Henderson hauled in a scoring strike from Brees as the Saints prevailed in a 31-24 win over Mr. Brees' former team, the San Diego Chargers, at the Superdome. We hope right now, while you're taking this little break from our football history, that you'll hit the subscribe button on this podcast player, and also that you'll email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And now a couple words from one of my buddies at the sportshistorynetwork.com.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck, because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Arnie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
Now let's ice that cake and blow out the candles, because we're going to celebrate some Hall of Fame birthdays for October 7th. And we'll start off in the year 1921. October 7th, Vaughn Moncha was born. He was a center from the University of Alabama. According to an article in the NoleFan.org, Moncha suffered from a loss of vision in one eye due to a childhood accident that didn't deter him from having an extremely productive football career at both the collegiate and the professional levels. Due to his injury, Moncha was unable to serve in the military, so the patriotic young man joined the Merchant Marines to aid in the war efforts. After the fighting was over, Vaughn enrolled at Alabama and became a four-year letterman and one of the best football players in school history. For the Tide, he was a two-way player, manning both the center and the linebacker positions. In 1948, the Boston Yanks picked Moncha in the NFL draft. A knee injury cut short his NFL playing career, so Vaughn got into coaching. He started out at Livingston State, which would eventually become the University of West Alabama. And his first year at the helm in 1949, he knocked off Florida State. The two teams did not play again for a couple years until 1952. The Florida State brass decided to hire Moncha as an assistant coach, a role he stayed at for five seasons. In 1957, Moncha moved to New York City, where he coached the linebackers at Columbia University as he worked on a graduate degree at the school. After a few short years in the Big Apple, he returned to the Seminoles to become their athletic director. It was during the 12 seasons that Moncha served in that role that the Florida State program became a national powerhouse as they played other big-name schools, and this spread to other sports teams at the school as well. The National Football Foundation voted Mr. Moncha into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1990. Our next Hall of Fame birthday may be a name that's very common to people that know the NFL lately in this era, and we'll go to that birthday started in 1950 on October 7th, and that's the birth of Dick Geron. He was a former Yale University running back that played for the Bulldogs from 1970 through the 1972 seasons. Geron was a first-team All-Ivy League selection and led his team in rushing in all three seasons that he played for Yale. The Detroit Lions picked Dick in the fourth round of the 1973 NFL Draft. His eight-year playing career also saw him spend three seasons as a member of the Cincinnati Bengals. After his playing days, he worked as a coach in the NFL for 28 seasons, including being the head coach of both the Chicago Bears and the Buffalo Bills. Geron earned the 2001 NFL Coach of the Year Award. Dick Geron was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2015. Our next legendary birthday took place on October 7th, 1976, and that was the birth anniversary of one Charles Woodson, a cornerback from the University of Michigan. The footballfoundation.org website informs us that Woodson is the only primarily defensive player to have ever won the Heisman Trophy. Woodson was a two-time first-team All-American player with the Wolverines and played at the Michigan National Championship team of 1997. One of the biggest games of the 97 season came against the arch-rival Ohio State Buckeyes. Charles had a very big part in the Wolverines' victory over the Buckeyes, as the defensive back intercepted a pass in the end zone, returned a kick 78 yards, and caught an offensive 37-yard touchdown pass for Michigan's only touchdown of the game. Again, he came on strong in a big game to preserve a 12-0 season in the Rose Bowl against Washington State University. In the bowl game, he had a Rose Bowl record 4 pass breakups and recorded an interception. In addition to the Heisman Trophy mentioned earlier, Charles took home the Walter Camp Award, Jim Thorpe Award, Chud Bednarik Award, Bronco Nagurski Trophy, to go along with the national championship hardware he helped Michigan achieve. The National Football Foundation selected Charles Woodson into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2018. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com. is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, the host of When Football Was Football, here on the Sports History Network. I'm very pleased to announce that I will be partnering with the Sports History Network to give away two copies of my latest book called Bears versus Cardinals, the NFL's oldest rivalry. To enter, just head over to the following link, sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. We hope you'll enjoy the numerous stories in the book, which is largely based on the newly released Dutch Sturneman collection at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dutch was the co-owner of the early Chicago Bears with George Halas and kept correspondence, financial records, and scouting reports, which now allow us to peek into the management of an NFL club during the first few years of the league's existence. Along the way, we'll meet unusual gridiron characters from years gone by, including a quarterback who could throw the ball farther behind his back than he could throwing it forward, a Bears lineman who was such a good tavern fighter that he decided to enter the boxing universe, and a Cardinals halfback who gave up the NFL rushing title by deciding to not show up for his team's final game of the season. And can we forget the time the Al Capone mob interrupted a Bears-Cardinals game? The new book was fun to research, and I hope you will enter our free contest today. Once the winners are selected, we'll be in touch regarding shipping as well as to inscribe the book personally for you. This might make a perfect gift for Mother's or Father's Day, or simply add it to your own personal collection. Once again, enter by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Thank you and good luck.